This is the one that was pulled.
The Metro College.
Oh, okay, sorry. Item number 14.
From the interim director, Department of Health and Human Services, submitting an informational report regarding the status of the contracted dietary services area. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Yes, this is, again, a follow-up report regarding the dietary services, which began when we contracted out with Aviance. I think we've been providing this report on a quarterly basis regarding the types of actual complaints we've had regarding that. Since the last time we had this report, we have hired a dietitian. We've hired another dietitian. We were in the process of doing that when we reported before. And we also had instituted a new policy when we had a checklist where the individual that was making the complaint would initial it, and then we had a loop where we came back to have some resolution on what the outcome of was that complaint. And we're just in the process. The new dietitian is really going to be the one kind of monitoring that log on a weekly basis. So by the next time, we'll have some data, particularly regarding the outcomes of the resolution by the next time we submit this report. I don't know if you have any questions or if you'd like to add anything. I indicated that we did have a few speed bumps in the snowstorm that we had earlier in February. We did have some, you know, complaints. Of course, we weren't as timely as we could have been. And we also had to really make sure we got folks in terms of working with Aviance with reference to the delivery of meals. But considering, I think it all went pretty well. And this, again, is the area that we spoke about earlier that could have an impact on what we end up doing on the food service carts. We, as you can see, there are some complaints, and we still get them regarding food being cold, food being hot, and some of those complaints go to the issue of the old food carts that we had, you know, that we think will address many of the complaints that we've been getting on an ongoing basis. Would you like to add something?
Well, I think the relative to the new dietary supervisor just started in late 2010, so she was kind of getting a feel for the flow and the interaction between BHD staff and the contracted staff. So we're looking to get some more specific kind of real-time corrections from that position. She's on a formal basis going to be, as Ms. Lydia alluded to, on a formal basis she's going to be reviewing that log on a weekly basis, but really it's the lion's share of what she does on a day-in, day-out basis, and that's really what we're trying to get at is real-time, meaningful corrections that then are sustained. So it's a very important position, and it's going to help a lot.
Any other comments or questions from the committee? Mm-hmm. Okay. And this is a report that the committee desires to continue having on our agenda.
How often are we doing that? This is monthly?
I think this is quarterly.
It is quarterly.
I think
yeah,
it's quarterly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think we could draft the frequency. But
okay. All right.
How long is the contract, Mr. Chair?
How much time remains on the contract, Ms. Friday? I don't know.
This is a 3-year. This might be the second year. Second?
Sorry, Madam Chair, you're right. It's the original contract. It's a 5-year contract, but because the first year was a partial year, being 6 months, we started the time clock on the contract at the beginning of 2010. So this is the second year. 5 years. So we have almost 4 years left.
Okay. Okay. So
but it's with the option to renew yearly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we can move this report to biannually. Okay.
Okay. Good.
All right. Very good. Item number 15.